Welcome to The Honest Uproar, a podcast where modern, child-free women share their life stories and where we discuss important topics for the kid-free community. I'm Isabel, your host and founder and firebrand of The Uprising Spark, a digital platform that offers life coaching products and services for modern, independent, child-free women. Our aim is to build a strong female community and to connect empowered women around the globe. Hello, firecrackers. My name is Isabel, and I am your host on The Honest Uproar, a podcast created by The Uprising Spark. Welcome to episode zero. I am super pumped. It is very exciting to be here. And of course, I am very thankful for you guys tuning in to hear me talk today. Welcome. This is your new space. Okay, so firstly, I'm going to tell you a little bit about myself and what it is that I do. I want to start by telling you something very personal. I think it's important because it will give you a little bit of a background on who I am and why it is that I am here today. I understand what it feels like to be insecure, to hate my body, to hate myself, to feel rejection, to be a pushover because it is a lot more important that I please everyone else before I take my needs and wants into account. I know what it feels like to let a great opportunity pass me by because it will not please someone else if I do take it, or to let go of the choices that would ultimately make me happy because it scares the shit out of me to change my life. I know what it feels like to not be deserving of something, to feel that I am not or never will be enough. And I understand what it feels to feel all of this because I was that person a few years ago. I started going down a path of self-discovery at some point. But the problem was that instead of looking for action, so aka a way to change my reality, I went in looking for answers. Answers to why was I feeling the way I was feeling. So you can imagine that my pity parties lasted for a few days at a time. And then one day something happened. Something that lit a fire inside of me and sent me out there looking for solutions to what I was feeling and thinking. And guess what? I found them. And then after a few years of practicing and becoming a whole different person, I decided to become a life coach because I wanted to teach other women how to make themselves their number one priority and to love themselves every day, no matter what. So this is who I am today. I am a 30-something, child-free, intersectional feminist life coach and the founder and firebrand of The Uprising Spark, an online-based life coaching project. What I do is I help modern child-free women define and reach their life goals and at the same time give them tools to improve their self-love and self-confidence so they can go out there and crush it. I'm really passionate about what I do because it is not only about helping women like me by sharing with them everything that I have learned in the past 10 years, which is the amount of time in which I have consciously taken action and worked on myself to grow and improve at a personal, spiritual, and professional level. It is also about learning from these women, their experiences, and their points of view, because we all come from varied backgrounds and have different stories, and putting these stories out there is how others can open up about theirs. This is how the Honest Uproar podcast was born. I wanted to create a space for modern, child-free women to share their life stories with other women. And the women who come here are brave and vulnerable, and they come as they are, honest and raw. We're all learning every day, experiencing different things that change us in small or big ways. I realized the podcast would be the best way to take these life stories to all the corners in the world. Also, when I was younger, like in fifth grade or so, I wanted to become a radio presenter when I grew up because I thought it was the coolest thing in the planet. So I am also giving myself brownie points for going after my childhood dream. Okay, but let's go back to the podcast objectives. The Honest Uproar is also a place for speakers who are experts in their fields to come and talk to us about varied topics like mental health, relationships, among others, and how these tie in the life of women. On this note, if you would like to hear an episode about a specific subject, drop me a note and I will do my best to grant your wish. Actually, I encourage all of you to interact with me as much as you want. So I will leave you this podcast email at the end of this episode so you can use it to communicate anything you want. Just drop me a note. Because this podcast was also created to build a strong child-free community. I believe that you will be able to relate to one or several stories that will air here, and that they can be inspiring, or they can help you see your life or situation from a different perspective, or they can even move you in a way that will make you think about yourself and what it is that you want to achieve. And there will be a group of strong, fierce, child-free ladies backing your moves up every step of the way. There is one last reason that I wanted to start this podcast for, and it is because some of us are honestly fed up with the backlash we receive all the time from the people who do not agree with our chosen lifestyle and have decided to publicly judge us and shame us about it. Seriously, some of us are so fucking tired to have to justify ourselves about such a personal choice. There are so many people out there who think that a woman is incomplete or even, quote unquote, not woman enough, whatever that means, if she doesn't have, can't have, or doesn't want to have children. Being stigmatized and isolated feels like shit. Especially when the people in your family or your most trusted circle of friends are the ones who are questioning your, and I cannot stress this enough, very personal choice. I literally facepalm myself almost on a daily basis when I read or hear comments that imply that women without children are worthless. Some people need to, one, get a job, and two, understand that women who can't or don't want to nurture are not less worthy because of it. And no one has the right to tell anyone that birthing a child will complete them. Women who can't or don't want to have children are also capable of defining themselves through other things, mainly something that they're passionate about. We should be allowed to chase our dreams and passions without having to worry about checking a to-do list of ideal womanhood. So enter the Megaphone, which are special episodes that will be used specifically to counterbalance the arguments of the people who don't respect and or attack our chosen lifestyle. However, and this is very, very important, instead of only bitching about it without any subsequent action, these episodes will be used to educate people about the child-free lifestyle. Because if we really want to make an impact in this world, we can't just throw shade at the people who are ignorant about a subject that they have arbitrarily decided to hate. We need to try to enlighten these folks and spread more open-mindedness in our societies. That will be our little grain of sand. Now, full disclosure directed at some of my child-free peeps. This is an inclusive space. I respect all women's opinions regarding motherhood. So if a woman feels that birthing or adopting a child is an important step in their lives, I stand behind them. Actually, many of my closest friends have children, and I'm sure this is also the case for many child-free women that are listening to me right now. Also, If a woman states today that she never wants to become a mother and then changes her mind in a month or in a couple of years, that is also very respectable. We are ever-evolving beings. We grow, we expand, we create and destroy, and we make decisions based on our current reality and mindset. The Honest Uproar is not an extremist platform, and it will not be used to spread more hate. Yes, some of us are angry about how we're treated and viewed by some people. And yes, we're going to stand our ground and do something about it. But what we will not do is fight it back with bigotry. Listen up, firecrackers. We all have the power to stir things up within ourselves first and foremost, which will then positively impact society as a whole. Women are powerful as fuck. And I will always, always remind you of this. You will be getting to know me a little better as the next episodes air, as I will be hosting most of them. But like I mentioned earlier, if there is something you want to ask me, whatever it may be, you can send it to our email, which is podcast@theuprisingspark.com. Ask away, and I will find a way to answer in one of my episodes. Okay, this is it. It's official. My podcast has been launched into the airwaves, and now you can listen to it from anywhere in the world. I hope you enjoyed episode 0 of The Honest Uproar. I'm very excited to share this and, of course, all of the upcoming episodes with you. Episode 1 will air tomorrow, and from then onwards, every week, you'll have a new episode. So stay tuned. Go spark that inner fire.
Thank you for listening to The Honest Uproar, a podcast where modern, child-free women share their life stories and where we discuss important topics for the kid-free community. We hope you tune in next week for our newest episode. And since we love hanging out with you, please be sure to follow us on social media at The Honest Uproar and visit our website at thehonestuproar.com. If you like what you heard, feel free to share with your fierce, child-free firecracker friends. Until next time, continue fueling your inner fire.